Walker with the Yoga Ranger Studio, and today I am a guest here on Yoga with Melissa. Melissa contacted me in early January about collaborating together on our YouTube channels, and since then, I feel like we've developed one of the deepest connections that I have had with someone in a long time. I believe that people come into your life at a time when it is right and perfect, and that is certainly true with my relationship with Melissa. I am so grateful for her friendship, her support, her ideas, her care, and I am honored to be a guest today here on her channel. If you are new to Melissa's channel, please don't forget to subscribe and click on notifications so you don't miss a single video from her. She uploads a new full-length practice every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, so you don't want to miss those. If you enjoy this video, please don't forget to go on over and check out my YouTube channel, The Yoga Ranger Studio. I upload a new practice video every Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time, as well as healthy living tips every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. So if you enjoy this, please don't forget to head on over there, subscribe, and click on notifications so you don't miss any of those videos as well. If you like today's video, please don't forget to like the little thumbs up button down below and comment on how and why you liked this video. And I appreciate your being here. So today's practice, we're going to need a couple of basic props. These are optional on the bottom. The second one is definitely not. I always suggest people have a blanket for just comfort's sake, because we hold a lot of these postures for a little bit longer. And also a second blanket or beach towel folded up so we can use that for a couple of different poses later on. So this yin practice is all about looking at the connection from head to toe. So I kind of jokingly call this everything but the kitchen sink. So we're going to look at yin postures that start higher up in the body and then move all the way down to the very bottom to help us sort of relax and all that tension out. If you are new to yin, don't worry. It is a very gentle, kind, and very sweet practice, and I will explain some of the elements of it while we're in the poses. So all you need is a couple of these little props and we will get started. So for our first pose, we're going to take supported fish pose. So you're going to take your beach towel or blanket and you're going to roll it up. So if you have any back issues, you'll want to roll it the lengthwise way so it's not as tall. This might be more comfortable for you. Take it across your mat and you're going to lay down on it where your shoulder blades are on it, and then you're going to kind of inch your way to the very edge until your shoulder blades just touch the floor. So we're going to take a little different version of this. We're going to cross our legs, put the right foot in front so that you remember where it is, and then arms out to the side, either straight or you can bend your elbows and lift them up and over. Now, at any point in time in yin, if these poses become very painful or shocking pain, shooting pain, you want to come out of the pose and either just take a slighter, softer, you unroll this blanket and roll it down a little bit flatter, or take the roll halfway out so you only have half of the roll underneath your upper back. If you have knee issues, you can go ahead and take your legs straight out in front and just start to take some nice deep breaths. With your chest lifted in this position, you get a much deeper, fuller, richer breath. So close your eyes. Begin to connect to your breath. Using a three-part breath, starting to breathe in the belly, center of the chest, collarbones. And imagine the tension just melting from your shoulders, upper back. And feel the opening and spaciousness in your chest and shoulders. So in yin, our goal is to mobilize and strengthen the connective tissue of the body. So you want to relax your muscles, relax the tension in the muscles, and allow gravity to just pull you where it wants to pull you. Always Indian postures, you want to take about 65% of your maximum stretch, because we hold these poses anywhere from 1 to 8 minutes. You want to find a pose that what we call a sustainable. Commit yourself to staying still, finding stillness, and settling into your breath, into your body, beginning to turn inwards. Slowly start to take that right leg out, left leg out, and then you're going to switch which leg is in front. So your right leg is in first, now it comes in to the center, and your left is out on the outside edge. Relax your fingers, your toes. Begin to allow your breath to lengthen on your exhale a little bit longer than your inhale. So in lengthening your exhale, you begin to release more of the tension. You allow your body to slip into what we call rest and digest, focusing on your parasympathetic nervous system, the time when your body can repair, release, get out of fight or flight mode. This version of supported fish allows you to sort of reverse the electronics hunch that we've developed because of spending so much time on mobile devices and on the computer. Allows you to take a deeper breath. Here again, start to stretch out that left leg and just let it slide along the floor. Let your left leg slide out, right leg slide out. Take some nice, rich breaths. And then go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet flat to the floor. So two choices here. If you can, press your feet and lift your hips up and sort of move that blanket off to the side. Great. If not, you can roll over to the side and push it off as well. Walk your feet a little wider, take the knees together, and just let the lower back and upper back release into space. So after every yin posture, because we hold them a little bit longer, we like to take what I call sort of a little break in between each one for about 5 breaths. Before we continue on to the next pose, Go ahead and take your feet out. We're going to do banana pose next. So walk your feet over to the right. You're going to keep both hips on the floor. You can take the feet just side by side, or you can cross that left over that right ankle. Start to move your upper body over just a little bit to shape yourself just like a banana. You can take both arms up overhead, grab hold of that left wrist with that right hand. If that's too much, you can just take the arms sort of at an angle up from the shoulders. I like to turn and look over my left arm because that's where my head kind of naturally wants to go. But you find what works best for you. And once again, close your eyes. Settle into the pose. Begin to feel all the energy running up and down that left side body. So this should feel like it's sort of stretching the left ankle all the way up through the left fingertips. Huge side body stretch. Begin to bring your head back to center. Release your arms down by the side body very slowly. Start to move your upper body back to the center. Unwind those ankles and take the feet out wide. So we always come out of yin postures very slowly. When you're affecting change on the connective tissue, you want to take your time. It's very slow and usually very cold tissue. And that's why we have to hold it so long, for sort of attraction purposes. Go and start to walk those heels over to the left. Once again, heel by heel, or cross that right ankle over. Start to walk your upper body over. Arms up overhead if that feels good for you. Grab hold of that right wrist with the left hand. And start to take some deep breaths. So you might be wondering in yin why we focus on the connective tissue and why it's important. Connective tissue surrounds everything in your body. It's interwoven in the very fabric of your organs, wraps around your muscles and bones, and attaches everything together, sort of holds you together. And by gently tractioning it out, you achieve a certain amount of mobility in these areas, which do tend to get stuck and stiff. And also you strengthen them by just putting a little bit of stress, controlled stress on them so that they get a little stronger. Continue connecting with your breath, feeling it moving up and down the right side body now. And gently turn your head back to center. Release those arms down by the side very slowly. Move your upper body back to middle. Unwind those ankles and take 5 deep breaths here. Just relaxing and breathing. Because we move so slowly in yin and we hold these postures so much longer, it's a great time to check in with your body and really sense what is going on, where you feel the poses, where you don't feel the poses, checking in how things are feeling emotionally and physically. Slowly start to bend your knees, take your feet flat to the floor. We're going to go ahead and roll all the way over onto our bellies. So our next pose is aimed to open the back of the shoulder complex. So relax your lower body. You're going to take that right hand out in front of you. Tuck that left hand underneath. Walk your right hand out and just rest your forehead on the floor. And if after a few breaths you find you can walk that hand out a little bit further toward the right, and go ahead and shift it. And sort of shift that left shoulder down a little bit further. Start to lift your head and walk your right hand back in. Unwind that left hand and go ahead and come all the way down. Arms out to the side. Just rest. Switching to the other side, walk that left hand out, right hand tucks underneath. Lift your head, walk your left hand back in. Arms out to the side. Turn your head to the opposite side you did last time. And then go ahead and press up into Sphinx pose. So Sphinx pose is palms together, elbows underneath the shoulders. Press the pinkies into the floor. Lift up and relax the lower body. And then you have a couple of choices here. You can drop your chin to your chest. If that doesn't feel good, you can keep it level with your back. You can start to relax the chest in between the shoulders and sort of slump into it, pulling the shoulders away from the ears and continuing to relax the lower back. Or you can just have sort of a medium here. So you press up just a little bit through the elbows and have a little bit of lift. So we'll be holding this for 3 minutes. So find something that feels like it's stretching, but not like it's going to be painful in 3 minutes. So in every yin pose, there comes a point where you feel like you really want to come out of the pose. And you're thinking that you have been there way too long. And that is that time to sort of sink in, connect with your breath again, connect with how you're feeling emotionally and physically. And sometimes it's not necessarily the pose itself. It may very well be something else going on that these poses are sort of shaking things loose. There are some theories out there that connective tissue holds memory. Your memory, emotional memories. And when you move this connective tissue around and mobilize it, it tends to shake loose some things. So if you feel an overwhelming sense of sadness or anger, sometimes it's not the pose. Sometimes you're just letting go of some things that need to be let go. Yin is not just about flexibility, mobility, and strength. It's also about those things for your emotions as well. So just breathe through those periods where you feel something else going on. Know that it will let go. As I often tell my students in classes, It's like the movie Shrek says, better out than in. Letting go of things you no longer need. So for our next pose, you can continue to stay in this pose and hold this a little bit longer. Or you can begin to walk your hands wide, turning the thumbs forward, turning them out, and lifting up into what we call seal pose. So adjust this according to what your back can be comfortable in for 2 minutes. It may be that your hands are further away from your body or they're closer. Let those shoulders drop down. Relax the lower body. It will want to tense up. It always does. At any time, if you feel in this pose you need to come back down to Sphinx, please come back down. Find what works for you best in yin. Wherever you're at, either in seal or sphinx, begin to take your elbows out to the side and lower down one vertebrae at a time, very slowly. You can stack your hands on top of one another and rest your forehead there for about 5 breaths. And slowly walking your hands underneath your shoulders. You're gonna rock back. And here's where your blanket might come in handy again. We're gonna come into child's pose. And you can take a wider knee child's pose or closer together, big toes touching. And you can either rest your head on the blanket or you can rest your head on your hands. Sometimes my back is a little tighter and it prefers the blanket. But after a few breaths, start to walk your hands out a little further and then drop your chest down so you get more length in your spine. If your knees do not like this posture, you can always take that blanket as well and tuck it a little bit behind the knees to protect the knees. Here comes. name's Lucy. Lucy is my Yoga Ranger Studio mascot. She's very insistent on attending every single practice. So gently lift yourself up, come on to hands and knees. Take those knees underneath the hips and do a few cat-cows here just to stretch the back out. So we've done some deeper low back and mid-back stretches. Cat-cow tends to soften that up a little. And then coming back to center, go ahead and take yourself all the way back down to the floor. But this time you're going to take yourself onto your right side. So your right hand's going to go out to the right, palm facing up. You're going to reach around behind you, shift that left leg forward, right leg back. Reach for that right leg. If you can't grab it, don't worry about it. If you can, go ahead. And you can either stay on your side or you can rotate that left shoulder back. So after a few breaths, you may find that your right leg will come back a little bit further, or you may find it doesn't. Every day is a new day. Body wakes up different every day. This is cat pulling its tail, a great pose to stretch the front side of the body, a twist, stretch the upper thigh. Gently release that bottom foot. And go ahead and roll onto your back. Take the arms out to the side, legs out to the side. And just take 5 deep breaths. Feel all the energy running through your right front thigh. Maybe the left shoulder and chest. Connecting with that subtle energy that runs through the body. Go ahead and roll over to your left side. Same thing here. Take that left arm out to the left. You're going to shift that left foot back, right hip forward. Go ahead and grab that left foot. You may feel that this side will not be as easy to do. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. You can stay shoulder stacked, or you can roll that right shoulder back. Gently begin to release that left foot. Slowly roll yourself onto your back. Take the legs out, arms out. 5 deep breaths here. Check in with sensations throughout the body. And notice how this side may feel different than the other side. Its response may be different. Very slowly bend your knees, bring the feet flat to the floor. Roll over to your right side and carefully bring yourself upright. So here again, that blanket might come in handy just to give you a little support for our seated pose here. So you can choose to sit on the blanket if that feels good for you. We're gonna start with cross-legged pose just to get onto the hips a little bit more. Or you could choose to sit on the floor. So I like to leave them just a little bit of uncrossed so I can take myself as far forward as I want. Start to walk your hands forward and just relax into it. So in a normal yang practice, we tend to want you to keep a very long back. In a yin practice, we want you to walk yourself out to 2/3 your maximum and then sort of let gravity take you where it wants to go. Maybe after a few breaths, you can go a little bit deeper. If you found you went too deep, you can always walk yourself back up a little bit.
with some sensations in the right hip. And if gravity begins to take you a little bit further over and you're okay with that, go ahead and relax into it. Begin to walk your fingertips back up to center. Take your feet flat on the floor, about hip distance apart, and just windshield wipe from side to side to loosen up that space. So if you are new to yin, one of the suggestions is that you take these poses a little less time. So maybe 1 to 2 minutes to start with, and as you build up in your practice, you can add more minutes on. Some people will hold some of these poses 5 to 8 minutes, which is a lot for someone new. Okay. So whichever leg you took in front last time, you're going to take behind, loosening up that space there where you can start with back long and then start to walk your hands out. Notice the difference between your left and right sides. Most people feel quite different in their left and right hips. After a few breaths, you may find there's a little bit more space, or not. Begin to walk your hands back up to center. take your feet flat again. Windshield wipers side to side. And we have one more short posture before Shavasana. So you won't need your blanket for this one. Go ahead and come all the way down onto your back. I always like to end my practices with a twist because I think they feel really good and they unwind tension. So shift your hips over to the right a little bit. Bring your knees into your chest. Take that left hand and pull those knees over to the left. Let them relax there. Arms out to the side. You can turn and look over your right shoulder or straight up. If you feel like your knees are really unsupported and they don't come down to the ground, you can make use of the second blanket to tuck either underneath the bottom left knee or in between the knees. Gently turn your head back to center. Bring those knees back through the middle. Press through the feet. Shift your hips over to the left. Bring those knees into the chest. Take that right hand to the outside of the left knee and pull it all the way over to the right. Arms out to the side. You can turn and look over your left shoulder or straight up. Inhale, turn your head back to center. Bring the knees back through the middle. Go ahead and walk those heels out if that feels good for you. If it feels better for you to keep your feet flat on the floor, you can drop your knees together for Shavasana. You can make use of that blanket to cover yourself up or tuck underneath your head for neck support. Gently rock your shoulder blades underneath. Settle in for a few breaths here. Checking in with your breath, checking with your body from head to toes. begin to deepen your breath. Maybe exhaling through your mouth a few times. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And very slowly bend one knee at a time. Take your feet flat to the floor. Go ahead and stretch your arms up over your head and lengthen your spine. And exhale, roll over to your right side. Nice deep breath here. And slowly make your way up to whatever seated position you like best. Eyes closed or open. Take your hands to your heart. Thanks for watching, and please don't forget to subscribe to Melissa's channel. She has some amazing and wonderful content on here and lots of classes to choose from of every different kind. And please don't forget to head on over to the Yoga Ranger Studio and check out my offerings there. I teach a lot of yin, so if you enjoyed this class and would like to know a little bit more about it and practice a little bit more with me, I offer classes anywhere from 20 minutes to 55 minutes in yin. I also have some restorative meditation, healthy living tips, and some flow yoga as well. So I hope to see you there. Thank you so much to Melissa for letting me be on her channel. I am honored to be with you here today, and I appreciate your taking the time to spend with me. Have a great day.